Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in a replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you begin the meditation from the stand-up posture. Your eyes are closed, you are relaxed into your standing posture. Your hands and arms are free to your side, and you are listening to your body, listening to your mind, your thoughts, listening to your breath. And you are as free as you can be. You are as free as you can be. There you go. Beautiful, relax even more. And just notice how the energy is changing right now. We continue our journey in the dynamic mindset. And today's dynamic mindset is, again, relatively simple, but extremely, extremely powerful. It answers to many questions, or should I say many answers, coming together into one mindset. Many different important elements of both how we view our meditation, and also from there, of course, how that viewpoint, how that awareness becomes our global awareness of our life in other different parts of our life. And the way we act, react, and respond to different situations. And the mindset that I'm talking about is really is really answering to the fact that everything in our existing reality is derived from two opposites merging together. Two extremes giving birth to a new experience over and over again. And that within every thought, within every choice we make or don't make, within every action, there is a component of influence, that influence that situation, that is a very gentle coming together of opposite choices that have merged into one, that have been given the opportunity to express themselves and give birth to a thought, to an opinion, to a feeling. And every time that we do make a decision or don't make one, we of course are always presented the, what I call a karmic scale, where we measure every moment in effort against benefit, effort against benefit, that kind of a scale. And that's an internal scale, instinctive, where the body actually measures of how it self-regulates internally and knows how to allocate energy based on that inner scale. But it also is a type of an outer, even a conscious measurement tool that we have. If we look at every decision we make, there's a measurement within of effort against reward. Is it worth it? If the effort is equal to reward, or the reward it seems to be lesser value than the effort, we just don't do it, or do it differently, or put less effort in. But how do we measure that reward is what we will be looking at in our dynamic mindset. How do we really measure that reward? From which perspective? And what I want to present as a mindset is a very global, and as I said, relatively simple concept on how we measure the reward, from which perspective, and what are the components of measurement of the reward. And the components are always the same. They are derived from two extremes. On the one side, the need to protect, the need to survive. And on the other side, the desire to grow. So this is how do we measure the benefit, you know, on the scale of effort against reward. We measure the benefit part based on two extremes. One extreme is the need to survive, and the other is the desire to grow. And that merging between the birth that occurs between those two parents, on the one side, the need to survive, on the other side, the desire to grow, those become the two parents that give birth to what we perceive to be the benefit. Out of those two, we define the benefit. Always. No matter how advanced we become, those two will always exist as parents. Wish. Is the component, the info that each one of them has, the percentage of info that the need to protect has within that benefit, and the percentage of contribution that comes from the desire to grow. The more the need to protect contributes, the more reactive the action is, the more out of fear that benefit is derived. Defines its limitation. But the more contribution the desire to grow has in the definition of the benefit, the more out of freedom and out of faith, the more open and proactive the benefit will be. Now, here's the full picture. Every single moment, whether it is an internal process or a conscious process, whether it's a self-regulation process within the body, or it is a conscious recognition of choices in our life, we always place a scale, a karmic scale in front of us of effort against reward. Every single person does that. Or everything in nature does that. Everything we build has that component inside of it. how does it look, and how it feels is defined by, of course, not the effort, because effort, we will put more effort into something that seems to have greater reward, always, natural. The reward becomes greater and greater and greater as the component of the desire for growth becomes greater in the birth, in the mix of the benefit. I know it's beautiful for this formula. But how do we simplify? How do we make this, everything I've just described, into one key, embody it, take it into our day, and receive the full benefits from it? Well, I call it dynamic component of growth. Dynamic component of growth. Dynamic component of growth is that recognition, that mindset of recognition that we should allow both elements to coexist in the mating of the two extremes to give us the concept of benefit. We allow both to exist, the need to protect and the desire for growth. We allow both to exist. We don't hurt ourselves for trying to eliminate one or the other, for trying to be judgmental against them. The only thing we do is we allow that mindset, we free ourselves for the energy during the meditative state to help bring what I call dynamic momentum for growth higher and constantly free ourselves to allow the dynamic component of growth to build a higher value. And therefore, of course, will allow for higher effort from us, which will give us continuous joy and pleasure as the returns will be higher. Always growing. So if we take all this, whether you were able to follow this or just partially, you see the component, the dynamic component of growth is you've been able to follow in this, but just partially. And it always will be that. That's kind of an example of that mindset to allow that awareness to free us. But we're going to contain it all in one key, in one inner key, and take it through the seven keys. So let's begin embodying this concept. And the container would be dynamic component of growth. That will be the container, which we will carry and embody in the next 7 keys. And that's the mindset of allowing the birth of value. Here it is. Please repeat the next key with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the value of a mindset. Which allows for dynamic components of growth. And fill my head and my neck I want to receive a lot of energy, recognize the value of the dynamic component of growth, and fill my head and my neck. Next to next. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the value of the dynamic component of growth. And fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. Excellent. The next thing is key. I want to receive a lot of energy, to recognize the value and the dynamic component of growth and fill my chest up. Beautiful. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy, to recognize the value in the dynamic component of growth and fill my upper abdomen. Next minute. I want to receive a lot of energy, to recognize the value in the dynamic component of growth and fill my lower abdomen. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy, to recognize the value of the dynamic component of growth, and fill my legs and feet. Doing well. The next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy, to recognize the power, to achieve the mindset and know the value of the dynamic component of growth. And fill my entire body, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine. Beautiful. Just relax. Meditate. You've done well. You've done very, very well. If you have a few moments, of course, please stay with the energy. Otherwise, embody, internalize. And take it into your day, take it into each moment as you make that moment count on the karmic scale, effort against reward, as you now redefine the reward with greater component, the need to protect and the desire to grow, and within that duality, you find the highest level of unity and birth you can have to give you joy and happiness. Every decision and action you take. Thank you for being here today. My name is Eric Waldman. This is our Daily Karma, Daily and Morning Meditation. Until next time, bye-bye.